Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When I got out of bed, yeah, I thought about a happiness. Yes, I did.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Greg Buston is our guest and our new friend. He's the CEO of Buston and Company, the author of a number of books, including the new one, Accountability, the Key to Driving High-Performance Cultures. And that's available wherever books are sold. Buston, what's the website there, Greg?
It's Buston.com.
Buston.com. And in the book, folks, Greg identifies seven pillars of accountability. As he said earlier, the accountability is the key to making sure that your whatever you try to accomplish in your business gets done. And if it doesn't get done, it probably broke down at accountability. We talked about character, Greg, in the last segment. I want to move on and talk about what do you think is the I know unity is the second one, but is that the next most important?
Well, I'll tell you just really quickly, and then I'll answer your question. What I found is that these pillars are connected. So character is who we say we are. The next to last pillar is reputation. Reputation, yeah, and character are connected because reputation is what other people think of you. So when, yeah, when we don't take the steps that you were referring to, when we don't take the steps that we need to with underperformers, then our character is called into question because, mm-hmm, people question our words, and then our reputation suffers. I'd say
with vendors, with competitors, with customers,
well, you know what,
with
Jim,
prospects across the marketplace, doesn't it?
Well, you're exactly right. And you know what? Generally, most companies that I work with, their reputations out in the marketplace are pretty good. It's the reputation inside where colleagues are letting one another down. And mm-hmm, your top performers are saying, why is the leader letting this knucklehead get away with it? Mm-hmm. So when that happens, the leader's reputation is in question. I would say the next important pillar, Jim, is tracking, because tracking really does the heavy lifting of accountability. And what I find again and again and again, it's not that owners and leaders and small business CEOs are not tracking. The problem is that they are not connecting what they're tracking with the work that's being done by the people in the field.
Really?
On the floor.
What are they tracking? Well, are they on a snipe hunt? You make it sound like they've gone out on a snipe hunt or something.
Well, they're tracking what owners always track. They're tracking revenue, profitability, cash flow, all that,
yeah,
all that sort of stuff, and they are not linking.
What should they
the
be tracking
to be done? Well, they should be tracking things like customer retention.
Mm-hmm.
They should be tracking things like safety.
You're saying they're tracking the symptoms instead of the disease, or the result of the symptoms, what's causing the symptoms?
They're tracking the result as opposed to getting, yeah, further into the business and, mm-hmm, saying, wow, the work you're doing is producing these results. Are,
right,
these the results,
because
we want or not?
Because if you're not getting sales and you're tracking sales, that's not explained to you why you're not getting sales.
Correct.
Which is probably the fact that your sales manager is demotivating all your salespeople, and they're being grumpy when they go call on customers.
Well, and sales is the easy scapegoat because we,
yeah,
can put a finite number on it.
Right.
A lot of times there are other things in the business that would be worth tracking as well.
Right, right. All right. So what's next?
Well, I would say this. I would say that the reason that plans don't fail, and you alluded to this, and I just wrote an article about it that appeared in Forbes, is the failure of the leadership team to confront the meaty issues. So we do not dive in and talk about the things that really matter. So here's a tip for your listeners. It's a very easy thing to do. The next time they need to have a meeting and call their leaders together for a leadership team meeting, and maybe to do this weekly or whatever, it's say, ask your leaders in advance of the meeting to bring five things that just bug the heck out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Write down on the list the five things that frustrate you the most. And I guarantee you what your listeners will find is that when they get their team together, let's say their team, whether it's four or five or six people, there are going to be two or three things that just jump out and that are shared by everyone around the table. That's where you go to work, and you get accountability by agreeing that these are the things that need to be tackled, and you get consensus, and you hold one another accountable to go get those things done, and that'll mm-hmm. give you a quick burst of performance heading into the new year.
And by doing it as a team, I like what you said about they'll hold each other accountable.
Well, yeah, what I found is that when you have a plan, you need to have a plan, and your listeners, again, for free, can go to my website and download a one-page planning template called a migration chart.
Mm-hmm.
That is a succinct synopsis of your business, where you are and where you want to be. And when you get your team around the table agreeing that these are the things that we need to go tackle, then you as the owner are not the person wielding the stick. Rather, you've got buy-in and ownership of your colleagues, and they're holding one another accountable.
Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. Greg, this has been very fascinating. We've got more to talk about. You've got more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to, Jim, and if you let me, I'll make a special offer to your
listeners.
Please
do. Go ahead.
The first three of your listeners that email me, I'll give them 15% off my usual rate of a two-day planning session.
All right, and that's email is what?
It's Greg, G-R-E-G dot Bustin, B-U-S-T-I-N, at Bustin.com.
At Bustin.com. All right, so check that out, folks. Take advantage of that discount. Hey, Greg, good job. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
The book is called Accountability by Greg Bustin. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.